தெருவன் சார்னே. இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் மைண்ட், ஐ வுட் லைக் டு ஆஸ்க் யூ பர்மிஷன் டு ஸ்பீக் த ட்ரூத் ஈவன் தோ இட்ஸ் பிட்டர். இஸ் தட் ஓகே? கேன் யூ பேர் இட்? ஷுர். If I lie to you, you can be angry with me. But if this is true, and if this is the truth, then we should work accordingly. Because we deliver these sermons out of compassion. You all know that. We found whatever we looked for. We found it. And we have experienced it. And we are the happiest people in the world. I can guarantee it. Because no one can shake our lives. No one can change our lifestyles. We have achieved something, I would say. But we want all of you to achieve your salvation. Because we all know that we all are suffering. Anyone can change your life. Anyone can change your mind. Anyone can destroy your happiness. You struggle. This is the truth. Perhaps you have money, you have wealth, but you are shaken. Anyone can change your happiness into a misery, then you will be suffering. But if you can understand the truth, suffering won't be created, because suffering is not inbuilt. Suffering is created in your mind. The Buddha has taught us that. That's the greatest discovery. We thought that suffering is inbuilt, because every time we suffer, and we can feel vexation all the time. And perhaps we feel our life is miserable. That's why we have to do something all the time. All the time. You can't stay still. You have to do something. At least, you have to sing a song to yourself. Each time you try to do something to satisfy yourself, by doing that you think that you can satisfy yourself. That's why I'm sorry to say that you have wasted your life. Actually, you have wasted your life. I had wasted my life. That's why I know. That's how I know. I don't have to associate you to know that you are suffering. Because I was in your shoe and I was suffering. We all were suffering. He had that experience. That's why I told you, this is the bitter truth. But if you can accept this, we can move forward. We can find a solution for this. Therefore, please don't be offended, whatever I'm going to say. Let's clean the wound and apply medicine. You don't have to take a decision right now. Perhaps I will ask all of you to ordain. Don't worry. You don't have to take that decision. But if we all know that that is the only solution, then one day we should do that, whether we like it or not. Some medicines are bitter. Whether we like it or not, then we have to take it, because that's the only cure we have. Perhaps we love something, but that's not the medicine. Therefore, we had to take it. If not today, tomorrow. Otherwise, you had to suffer forever. And if you miss this chance, and don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to ordain, right? But let's practice the path. That's what we wanted, and that's what we always ask you to do. That's how your teacher always comes to you and asks, I have seen his compassion towards you. He likes to come to you. And he likes to preach to you. And always he discusses things with me. He comes to me and asks, how can I help them more? Because I think he feels you all are like his parents. If you respect them, or if you respect him and them, the only thing you should do is find your salvation. In returns, we don't need any other thing. We have everything what we have, what we need. We have everything because you have provided. You have built this temple. We all can reside here and attain Nibbana. That's the only purpose of these things. You can spend money. I know that you have spent a lot to build this monastery. From the beginning. But we have built this monastery to reside here and attain Nibbana. Then we need to attain Nibbana. We need to find our salvation. This is the only purpose. This is the sole purpose of building all these things. Otherwise, why do we build these things and maintain? Day in and day out, we have to maintain these things. We have to sweep this, we have to clean this. Why? The only reason is we can use these things because these are four basic requisites. Then we need these things to attain Nibbana. Then if we don't use these things to attain Nibbana, what's the point in having these things? What's the point in building these things? That's why we always ask you to come and join with us. We don't ask you to ordain, but we ask you to come and join with us whenever you have time. I'll tell you why. Why do you suffer if we have a cure? That's the question I always ask from others. If we have a cure, why do we suffer? Actually, we have a cure. We have found it. You can see many people, many young people. Why young people came to this monastery? They had a fantastic life. And they have created their awesome life to live forever after their end. They have created them, their lives. But finally, they came to us, why they have understood something. That's what I want you to understand. Try to find out what I have understood and who's my teacher. I'm not talking about a person, the Dhamma. I have a teacher, many teachers, but I'm talking about the Dhamma. I have found something. They have found something. If they have found something, I have found something, you should find it. That's the only request we make. That's the only request. Let's talk about suffering. Let's talk about happiness. Because this is the ultimate goal of everyone. We need to be happy. That's the only reason we work for. That's the only reason you got a good education. You completed your degrees, PhDs. You have completed all these things just to be happy. We are talking about happiness. Everyone is talking about happiness. And they do various different type of things to make themselves happy. But first of all, we should learn about happiness. Actually, what is happiness? And why can't we achieve that? What is the path? Why the Buddha didn't talk about happiness? Actually, the Buddha didn't talk about happiness. He was only talked about suffering. But that's not the suffering people know. I can't say you know because you have listened to the Dhamma for more than 2 years, I think, or nearly 2 years. The Buddha didn't talk about suffering either. The Buddha didn't talk about happiness. The Buddha only talked about jati, which is dukkha in Pali. But if you take the direct translation from Pali to English, like Sinhalese people took, then you get the wrong idea. Then when we talk about suffering, suffering means pain. That's how people know. Suffering is pain. But Lord Buddha didn't talk about suffering. The Lord Buddha didn't talk about pain. Because that's not the problem. Pain is not the problem, it's a side effect. You can't cure that. It's only a side effect. So mental suffering, torment, torture, all these things. Side effect. If you try to cure them, you never find the real cure. Because if you really want to find the cure, first of all, you need to find the disease. You need to find the problem, ladies and gentlemen. What is the problem? I'm not asking what's wrong with you. What I'm asking is, what is the problem? Not with you, what is the problem? If you don't know the problem, how can you find the cure? Therefore, we should focus on the problem. Therefore, first of all, you need to listen to the Dhamma to know about the problem. Until you know that, you can't find the solution. You can't find the cure. There's only one problem. I can ask, if you have any problem, you can give me, I'll solve them. I can give you a chance to talk about your problems. Or I can ask you to ask questions, but you will ask many questions about your problems. But only one problem you have and only one solution. If you don't know the real problem, you will have 1,000 problems. That's how you have 1,000 problems. You always talk about all those thousand problems and you try to find solutions. Then you think that there are many solutions. But there is only one problem and one cure, one answer. One day you will find it. Until that, I recommend you to listen to the Dhamma, listen to your teacher, obey your teacher and try to do what he asks you to do. That's the best thing. That's what he does. He questions the Dhamma, facts, until he understands it. After that, no matter what, he does it. That's how he has achieved something. I don't know what he has achieved. He knows, perhaps no one knows. But I can see he has achieved something. He has achieved something, not only him, but also others. Day by day, they work hard because they never question their teacher. But they question the Dhamma until they understand it. You have to question. If you can't understand anything, you have to ask. You have to ask, that doesn't matter. But when you have understood it, now the ball is in your court. And remember this. Actually, I always tell them, the ball is in your court. That proverb is, or whatever it is a little bit different in terms of Nibbana. The ball is always in your court. You are not playing tennis. you are playing squash. Your teacher is that ball. The ball is always in your court. You have to play. You have to take the chance. You can use your teacher, ladies and gentlemen, but you have to take your chance and you have to do that. You yourself must try. The Buddhas will guide you. They will give you the guidance. Your teachers will give you the guidance. You have to strive. Even though you are the richest person in the world, you have to do it. It's like doing exercises. You have to exercise. You can't buy a man to exercise on behalf of you. Because you are suffering, ladies and gentlemen. The suffering is created in your mind. If the suffering is created in your mind, you have to work out. You have to find out your salvation. The path is made by walking. Therefore, you have to find the path, first of all, and you have to start your journey. This is how we have done this. That's why we always recommend you to do this. Please, take the responsibility of your life. Take the responsibility of your goodness. As Jesus Christ said, you are the salt of the earth. Remember this. You had to protect your humanity. You had to protect goodness. And you are a human being. You can do whatever you want. Human willpower is very powerful, ladies and gentlemen. You can see. There was a small monastery, I think 7 or 8 years ago. We had 7, 10, 15 monks. But look what happened. You may have seen the introductory video. Many people are gathered. Everybody wants to achieve their salvation, including you. Everybody wants to achieve salvation. Achieve their salvation and they want to help others. That's the humanity. Only human being can do this. That's why I told you, take courage. Let's move forth. Because you have us. You have your teachers. I want you to take the chance all the time and battle. This is the final battle. If you can do this, you will win forever. Your victory can't be taken by anyone. I'm telling you. You will be the happiest person in the world. You won't be shaken. Even everything collapses. You don't have to be shaken. Because your mind will be so strong. And your mind will be so pure at that time. If the mind is pure, only happiness is created. Only lightness is created. Not suffering. Not toughness. Not pressure is created. Only happiness is created. Happiness is lightness in the mind. Actually, there is nothing. We are talking about happiness. But happiness means lightness of the mind. No one can experience that. Because pressure is created all the time. If I say there is no such thing as happiness, perhaps you might think, then why do we work out round the clock? But what I'm saying is, the Buddha only talked about this mental vexation, ladies and gentlemen, because that's the problem. He only talked about jati, which is dukkha, which is the false sense of existence. That is the problem. We will talk about that later. That is the problem. I can prove you that is the problem. That's the only problem. If you can stop that, you will have your pure mind with you. You will experience your mind. Right now, you don't experience your mind, you experience yourself. Look at you. You all behave like human beings. Are you? By saying that, I'm not saying that you are an animal, okay? You all behave like a human being. Are you a human being? That's how you perceive. That's how the mind perceives. It perceives itself as a being, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not a being. It's a process of energy. The mind is defiled. Therefore, the mind loses itself. The mind is pure. It's God-gifted. If you believe in God, it doesn't matter. If you believe in God, if you believe in demon, if you believe in George, it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. Try to find the truth. Try to find the truth. The truth will set you free, definitely. We have experienced that. If you know the truth, the problem will be sorted. Therefore, battle is to know the truth. How do you know the truth? That's why you need the teacher. You need the teacher, and you need to listen to your teacher and try to understand. Try to understand, but the problem is, when you understand, you need to find out, you need to clarify whether this is the true Dhamma or not. How do you do that? Dhamma has been distorted. Should be it happened 2,500 years ago. During that time, the Dhamma has been distorted. Then, when we preach, how do you know? When your teacher preaches you, how do you know that that is the real Dhamma? Until you know that, don't practice, please. Don't practice, because if it is distorted Dhamma, if it is not the real Dhamma, then how can you practice and how can you achieve your salvation? Then that will be another path. That you have been practicing. We have been practicing so many paths because we have found so many teachers. But we thought, each time we thought that they have understood the Dhamma. I'm not talking about Buddhism. In our past lives, if you believe in, we have found many teachers. Perhaps we had to sleep with dead bodies to achieve our salvation. You have seen many, many spiritual leaders. They practice such practices. Sometimes we may have to go to Himalayas and stay there, meditate under a tree. We have to do all these things. We met many spiritual leaders in our past lives. Each time we wanted to be happy, each time we wanted to achieve our salvation, we met them and we did. We practiced what they asked us to do. We practiced, but we didn't achieve our salvation. Why? We were so blinded at that time, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I told you in this time, please don't be blinded. I want you to take your own decision, not with blind faith, with conviction. He's a lovely teacher, but don't listen to him because he's lovely. He's adorable, fair. No, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Because he's a nice person. Listen to him with open mind and take your own decision. How do you take your own decision? Actually, first of all, I want you to know how you accept something. Perhaps you have seen a crowd. Please, don't accept by seeing a crowd. Perhaps you have seen foreigners here. Don't accept. You accept, if you can understand this. How do you understand this? First of all, you need to listen to the Dhamma and please apply that into your life experiences. Because your life experiences are true. No one can deny it. When you see something, can I say that, no, you didn't see? If you have seen something, you have seen it. You have the experience. I can't deny it. If you are suffering, you know that. I can't say that, no, you are so happy. Look at your face. You are so happy. How can I argue? I can't argue. Because if you are sad, then you are sad. You have experienced it. Therefore, I want you to apply the Dhamma into your life. When you apply the Dhamma into your life, you will understand that this is the true Dhamma. After that, you can practice. This is called conviction. I want you to take the Dhamma with conviction, not with blind faith. Perhaps you all are Buddhist. That is not acceptable. Perhaps you are lucky. I can't say. But before you practice the Dhamma, before you practice your path, you have to see the path. Therefore, when you listen to the Dhamma to understand it. Please don't take notes. I'm not asking not to write, but don't listen to the Dhamma to take notes. I know all of you are well educated. Perhaps that's the problem. Because, actually, educated people always look for facts, then be satisfied. Again, I'm sorry to say these things. Is that okay? Don't be offended. Right? This is how it is. Because we all have experienced these things. Because when we know something, we can build ego and talk to people like, you don't know anything, I know. Follow me. Such kind of feeling is created in our mind. Then we like. Therefore, when some people discuss the Dhamma, then you can just jump onto them and you can talk about the Dhamma. If you know the Dhamma, that's why some people look for the Dhamma. But remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Dhamma is not the Nibbana. Nibbana is not the Dhamma. Dhamma is just the ship. Just the boat. It's a boat, ladies and gentlemen. Don't try to discover everything about the boat. Just get into the boat and row. That's what you need to do. You just need only one fact. You don't have to search for the Tripitaka to find the fact. You need to find a teacher. To find a teacher, you should have enough merit. Otherwise, you will find many teachers, ladies and gentlemen, and perhaps you won't know who is noble and who is not. You will find a noble teacher one day if you have enough merit. Then you need to gather merit. You need to do merit. Then you will find the teacher. When you find the teacher, now you have a teacher and now you need to listen to him. You need to listen to him with open mind. When you listen to him, you will get something. Then please apply that into your life and check whether the Dhamma is true or not. By saying that, I'm not insulting the Buddha. I'm not insulting the Dhamma. I'm not insulting the Sangha. But this is the way the Buddha asks us to do. Ask us to follow. Because this is the only way we can get the conviction. We can do something with conviction. Then the Dhamma will be yours. The path will be yours. I have created a path. My teacher has created a path. His teacher has created a path. You can't use my path. Your teacher has created his path. You can't use his path. You have to create your own path. You will create your own path by understanding the Dhamma. One day, when you understand the Dhamma, you will see the path. You will see your destination. I'm telling you. You will see your destination. It's like your navigation. You know, your navigator in your car. When you type your destination, it will show you the destination. At the same time, you will see the path and it will disappear. Then you have to start your journey. When you start your journey, the path is made by driving. You will see your path. But before that, you should see the destination. You should see the path. That's how you achieve your salvation. First of all, you listen to the Dhamma. And with conviction, you will understand it. When you understand it, you will see the destination, which is Nibbana. That's called Sotapanna, stream entry. If you are a stream enterer, that means you have seen your destination. You have seen the truth. Then if you have seen the truth, now you know the truth. If you have seen Nibbana, now you know your target. How can you shoot at something if you can't see? Therefore, whenever you want to achieve your salvation, please don't go to a forest and sit under a tree and start meditating. By going to a jungle, do you think that you can achieve your salvation? Then what about all the monkeys, tigers? Have they achieved their salvation? No. They can't. They can't because they don't know the Dhamma. If they can understand the Dhamma, they will achieve their salvation. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. But the strategy is, they can't achieve their salvation because they can't understand the Dhamma. Because they are animals. I know you all love animals. Therefore, I don't insult them. If I insult them, perhaps it hurts you. That's how shaky you are. I can make you cry by blaming your dog, not your son. How many of you will cry just after your dog's death? Not your father's, not your son's, not your sister's, his sister, mother, who is. I want you to love everyone, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't want you to cry. There's a way to love everyone. We love you all, but we never cry because of your death. Not anyone's, not even our mother's. That's the achievement we have achieved. We love them. We love you all. Not only you, everyone in the world. That's why we would like everyone come to this monastery and stay with us. We ask them to come. They will come, definitely. They will come. Very near future, they will come. We feel everyone as a family. Because we all are human beings. I would do all these things to animals, ladies and gentlemen, if they can understand this. The only problem is they can't understand the Dhamma. They are so unfortunate. Therefore, we only feed them. But when I see an animal, when we see animals, we think, what can we do for them? But the problem is, we can't change. What, what's happened is happened. Then we think something happened to them. Because of that, they are suffering, but they don't see the path. They don't see Nibbana. They can't achieve Nibbana because they are animals. Now they can't take views. They can practice habits, but they can't take views. They can't take views and change their mentality. How poor they are. But still they have fear. Fear is created in their mind. Haven't you seen them? When they try to drink some water, how many times they have to see their back, well, surround, because they know that someone will eat. Because actually, just imagine this. If you are a packet of rice, how do you feel? You are on the table now. And you are the lunch of some people. Let's say that. You are lunch. Now we have knives, forks, and we are going to stab and cut. How do you feel that? Animals, they know that. If not today, tomorrow, they will see the end. Someone will eat them alive. Animals, they miss the boat, ladies and gentlemen. And you are going to. I'm sorry to say this. You promised me that you won't be offended. Therefore, I'm going to sell everything. I'm going to insult you. Is that okay? Because you promised me. You know that. We are not insulting you. We always love you. We want you to be happy. We want you to achieve what we have achieved. And even more. Look at these animals. Look what happened to them. When we see them, we think, how can we save them? But the problem is, we don't have any opportunity to save them. We don't know how to save them. Even the Buddha doesn't know how to save them. Because to save, they should understand the Dhamma. Because their views are wrong. The only problem is wrong views. Then if we can change their views, we will do that. Then we will go to, like yesterday's sermon, we will go to Devala. We will go to the zoo and we will talk to them, each of them, if they can change their views. Because we know that views are the problem. That's why we always preach to you, because views are the problem. If you can take the right view, if you can take the noble view, definitely you will win. I'll show you how it happens. But first of all, I want you to know that if we love animals and if we really want, if we desperate them to learn this, and if we want them to be saved, then what about you? That's why we always force you. Perhaps you feel that we force you to do this. Yes, because we want you to be safe. We want you to be saved. The problem is, I can't do that. He can't do that. Only you can do it. We can show you the path. We can preach to you the real Dhamma. Then you will practice. Then you will allocate your time. But if you think that you are so busy, I'm so busy, I have these things to do and that thing to do. If you do that, I want you to say this to your Mara. When you are in your deathbed, you have to delay it, postpone it, and say that I haven't completed anything yet. You have to say at that time, if you are busy, But if you are a successful person, you can invent time, ladies and gentlemen, because I know that every successful person invents time with his priority. Now, if you think that you are so busy and if you think that you don't have time to achieve your own salvation, but you are crying and you want to commit suicide, perhaps, because you can't bear the pain, excruciating mental pain, mental agony, you always suffer. And when we ask you to get onto the boat, you are drowning, but you are only screaming. Because you only can feel that you are drowning and you feel the pain. You feel the pain, but you don't want to get onto the boat. We ask you to get onto the boat, but you are crying and you are crying. Perhaps you blame us. Don't go away. Oh, please, save me, save me. Isn't that the reason? Isn't that familiar to you? If I take you from your ear and come and ordain, then what would you say? You will do that. You will do that. But isn't that the real thing? If you are suffering from some dangerous disease, like cancer, if you know the cure, what would you do? You will do something. I know that. You will do something because you all are well educated and you know what to do and what not to. Therefore, definitely you will do this. But the problem is, now you can't prioritize things, ladies and gentlemen. But I know you all are very successful people. If you are successful, show your success. Show your success by allocating some time for your salvation. Because you should achieve your salvation. I know you work hard. You work your fingers to the bone to feed your family. You always think about your family. You always think about your parents, perhaps your friends, and especially your kids. But you all know that no one will come with you. No one is there for you. They will feed. They will feed you. That doesn't matter. If you beg, someone will feed you. But you are so alone. You are so lonely, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps you think that I have my kids. Perhaps you think that I have my wealth. I have everything what I need. I have my responsibilities. I have completed my responsibilities. You haven't completed your responsibilities because perhaps you will lose your human life. What is the guarantee you can give me? If you believe in reincarnation, but there is no such thing as reincarnation, but I had to... Oh, your teacher will teach you these things. I have created... Or I will create some topics. Then he will talk about it later. Because I always, when I preach, I will talk about it later. Then you will have 1,000 things. Then he will address. There is no such thing as reincarnation. But you will be born again. But then you said, what? There is no such thing as reincarnation and you will be born again. Yes. I need another 5 hours. Then I will explain that. But when you have understood the Dhamma, it will be really easy for you to understand it. I'm telling you, if you know the basic, It'll be real easy. People are talking about reincarnation, but that's no such thing as reincarnation. But let's talk about it later. However, now think about this. If you be born again in human world, let's assume that human world, you won't go to hell. Let's assume that. Because no one wants to. No one wants to. Four great hells exist, and no one wants to go there. I know that. Therefore, they never dream about it. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one is ready to die. I know that. But if you really want to go to heaven, you know what to do. No one is ready yet. Everyone is dreaming. But if you think that, wait, first of all, is this talk a little bit aggressive? No? This is how I talk. This is how I express my love. Perhaps in my lay life, if I met someone, hey, I love you. This is how I express my love. Right? I don't have a soothing voice like your teacher. Just imagine this, please. If you think that you have fulfilled your responsibilities, is it true? Perhaps you are in your 60s, 70s. Perhaps you have given your all wealth to your spread at them among your kids. By doing that, if you think that you have completed, you have fulfilled your all responsibilities, how do you say that? How do you say that? What have you done to you, to yourself? I'm talking about yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You always think about your family, but I always think about you. We always ask you to do something because we know that you will forget you finally, yourself. You will forget yourself. You will do everything to everyone. You will do your social responsibilities. I know that. You will earn and you will give. You will give to your church. You will give to your temple. You have built even this temple. You have spent everything. You have given what you have earned. But what we are talking about is your main responsibility as a human being. Look at animals. They can't achieve their salvation. They have missed the boat. But you haven't missed the boat. That's why we always remind you. If you miss the boat, we will feed you. Inda. But if you don't like me to say Inda to your dog, then say, come. With compassion, with loving kindness, with love, we only can feed them, ladies and gentlemen. Give some food. That's it. But with loving kindness, with compassion, we can spend our life with you. That's what we do right now. We ask you to come here. How much do we charge? You know that. We never charge even a penny until today. We don't want, because what we talk, the Dhamma we talk, can you price it? No. The life we got, can you price it? No. The robe? No. The lifestyle we have achieved, we have achieved, is priceless. Therefore, we never charge. But we spend our time. You all know that time is an illusion. That means we spend our life with you. I can't take this time or life back. We like to share our life with you if you really want to achieve your salvation. This life is so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Your life is so dangerous and it is unpredictable. Think about that. It is unpredictable. Therefore, always I want you to be reminded about your responsibility, your sole responsibility. Your sole responsibility is at least please protect your human life. You will lose it. Perhaps this will be the last time you will use your hands to eat. No, please don't be offended. This is the truth. That has happened to many people. Then how do you think that it never happened to you? What's the difference between you and other people? If you don't practice the noble life, noble ways, if you don't think about noble ways and if you don't try to achieve your salvation, what will happen to you? Today, with compassion, I talk to you. They talk to you. They did. They consulted you. They asked you to come here. And after that, they have done counseling sessions. They have spent their life. They have shared their experiences. We can do everything because you have the human life. You can change your views. That's why when we meet you, we try to give maximum. But if you won't be able to protect your human life, just after your death, if you become someone which can't change their mindset, can't change their mind by taking good views like creatures in four great hells, that will be a disaster. On that day, you never hear us. Perhaps you will hear us, dhup. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if that happened to you, imagine that. I will give you 5 seconds. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. Just imagine that you, again, please, okay? This is a little bit bitter. Right? Just imagine that you, but I will give you some beautiful animal's name, okay? Don't worry. Right? Not pigs or dogs or whatever. I'll give a deer, is that okay? Or butterfly? Just imagine that. You will be born again as a deer. And you are in the jungle. Then we all come for safari. We all want to visit the jungle and see. Then we all come. You are a deer or a pig or whatever, or boar or whatever. And you are there. And let's assume that you can remember everything. You can remember your past lives. And you can remember you came here. And you can remember that your Nayak Hamdru, your teacher taught you. And you can remember Guru Hamdru spoke to you. And at that time, we all are there and you see us. What happened to your face? What will happen to your face at that time? You will hide, ladies and gentlemen. You will hide. You will cry. You will cry. You will say that, please help me, but you can't come in front of us. You can't face us because you lost the boat. You missed the boat. You miss every opportunity to achieve greatness. because you were so busy. Then we will see that you are not busy over there. You will eat something and you will sit under a tree and eat it over and over again. You won't be busy. But right now you are busy and you think that you are too busy to achieve your salvation. Why? Please listen, gentlemen, I'm talking about my salvation. It looks like my salvation. It's like you help me to achieve my salvation. Why don't you help me to achieve my salvation? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your salvation, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to achieve your salvation and I want you to be free from suffering. I want to see your smile. When you are smiling, you are so beautiful. But if you miss this human life, have you seen a crocodile? Is it beautiful? Look at your face from the mirror. Then you will see how beautiful you are because you are a human being. I'm not talking about pretas. I'm not talking about health, whoever in hell. I'm talking about just animals because you have seen that. In case, how do you take the chance? Please don't take chance. Protect yourself. Please, protect yourself. The only way is you have to become a Sri Mentorer. That's the guarantee. You have to become a Sri Mentorer. If you can become a Sri Mentorer, definitely you will be saved. You never go to four great hells again. But if you go, you never come back. It will take a billion years you to come back. Perhaps when you come back, the Buddha is not on the earth. The Dhamma, the Mahasangha won't be there. Then again, you are so destitute. Right now you are destitute. Because you don't know what to do. When suffering is created in your mind, when vexation is created in your mind, what can you do? Just tell me that when someone blames you and when the anger is created in your mind, what should you do? What can you do? Just tell me that. If you are not destitute, when I say you are destitute, perhaps you will be offended. Oh, wow, destitute? We are so rich. Of course, you are so rich. You have money in your bank accounts. What's the use of that? If you are so thirsty right now, how can you use your bank balance to live, ladies and gentlemen? You need some water. We always talk about our wealth. We always talk about our education. But just think about this. If I say that you are so destitute, just imagine this. Because you are destitute because when anger is created in your heart, what can you do? Just tell me one thing you can do. You might say that, oh, I can count from 10 to 1 and 1 to 10 and I'll become even angry and I will hit him again. No, what can you do? Anger is created in your heart. What can you do? Vexation is created in your heart. Lustful feelings are created in your heart. And you are overwhelmed by lustful feelings and you don't know what to do, but you can't tolerate it. Then what can you do? That's what happened to some people when they get onto the bus. They can't tolerate because lustful feelings are overwhelmed. They are overwhelmed by lustful feelings. Their mind is so lustful. Therefore, they had to do something. That's why they did something. And that's how they were hit and thrown out from the bus. But next day, what they will do? What will they do next day? Next day, it will happen to them because they are not sinners, ladies and gentlemen. Their mind is overwhelmed by lustful feelings due to ignorance and attachment. That is the enemy. Ignorance and attachment. Anger is created in your mind due to ignorance and attachment. Jealousy is created in your mind due to ignorance and attachment. That's the problem. Ignorance and attachment is the problem. Ignorance is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Therefore, if you can eradicate ignorance by associating noble views, you will win. That's why I told you, noble views. Point that out. Noble views. You should associate noble views. You should take noble views. Therefore, you should associate the noble association. That's why we ask you, we invite every day you to come and associate us. You don't have to ordain, but whenever you have time, please come and associate. I know most of you now, you frequently come to the monastery, most of you, and take some counseling sessions. And you, counseling session means you discuss the Dhamma with people who have understood the Dhamma. And that's a great help to them, because when you come to the monastery and when you discuss the Dhamma, it's a win-win situation. Right now, this is a win-win situation because I'm not a hypocrite. If I tell you something to do, then I should do that before. Therefore, it will guide me to my salvation. This is not in vain. When I tell you something, I have to do that. Otherwise, you don't have to question me. I will question myself because I will have a guilty feeling. I told them to practice the path. If I don't practice the path, it is a win-win situation. That's why we always welcome you here. Unfortunately, you have your sermon in Rajagiri. If you can start your sermon in our monastery with the same teacher, then you will see many teachers. You will see the noble association, the rarest. I'm telling you, the Dhamma is the rarest. The Dhamma has created the Buddha. Not only the Buddha, many Buddhas. Then you will see the noble association. You will associate them. You will see them. You will see they're practicing the Dhamma. Then your mind will question you. If they practice the path, why don't you? If you both have the same destination, if you both have to go to the same box, why don't you practice? They practice, why don't you? You earn money, they practice. You sing songs, they practice. But everybody wants to achieve their salvation. If I ask, do you want to achieve Nibbana? Give me the answer. Yes, yes, of course. That's why I told you, not only you, Hindu people, Christian people, everyone, everyone. Everyone wants to achieve their salvation. When we ask Hindus, they will say that, yes, we want to go to heaven. We want to go to the Brahma, Paramatma. Yes, they will say that. And when they die, people will say that, Swargiya Jaswinder Singh. That's it. Like in our country, our people write, Nivan Sapalabeva. Rest in peace. That's it. Will they rest in peace? But just by writing that under their photo? No. If you want to achieve your salvation, which means if you need to go to heaven, you have to create a heaven in your heart while you are still alive. If you really want to pass into parinibbana, which means if you really want to achieve your nibbana, then you have to achieve your nibbana while you are still alive. Just after you die, nothing happens. Therefore, you can decide whether you go to heaven or whether you go to Nibbana, whichever. You can decide that. Check your heart. Then you will say. That's the thing. Therefore, please, ladies and gentlemen, let's practice together. We practice every day. Therefore, we experience happiness every day. What about you? We all want to achieve our salvation, but we practice, you earn. But the problem is, this is the unbearable feeling we always get. We practice, that the thing is, first of all, we all want to achieve our Nibbana. That's the first thing. And we practice, and you earn, not only that, you earn and feed us. You earn and heat from your money, that's fine. But you earn and you feed us, ladies and gentlemen, then how guilty we should be. Because we all want to go to the same destination. We all want to be happy. But we practice and we have seen the path and we have told you the path and we discussed and we all agreed to follow the path and achieve our own salvation. After that, we practice and we have started because we have promised. We all are agreed. And we all agreed. And now we practice. You earn. After that, you feed us. Thank you for that. But we feel guilty. That's why we ask you to practice. Whenever we have a chance, whenever we preach to you, that's why we release our stress. Because of love. Therefore, if you can recognize our compassion, if you can recognize our loving kindness towards you, come and join with us. This is your home. You can come your home at any time. Whenever you suffer, whenever you are vexed, whenever you are happy, please come to your parents. Please come home. Allocate some time. And think about your children. If the blind guide the blind, everybody will be in a pit one day. Please, guide your children. Show the light which you haven't seen in your childhood. We all agree because we haven't seen the light before. You didn't come to listen to sermons like this before because you didn't know that. I didn't do that. You didn't do that. But now we all know. If we know that, why do we do the same mistake over and over again? the mind needs, not the education, ladies and gentlemen. The mind needs the truth. While they are getting their education, please let them know the truth. The truth will set them free. Then you will solve their problems. Per year, there are 800 children commit suicide in Sri Lanka. Children. Why? Some of them are pregnant. Why? They have their own problems, like you have your own. But you are well educated, you are well experienced. Therefore, you can manage it. But small child can't manage it, ladies and gentlemen. But he also has the same mind like you. When anger is created, when lust is created, they can't control themselves. They have to do something. But what do they know? They are destitute. They can't come to you. Because they can't face you. Because you love them so much. They can't let you know that they have betrayed you. Therefore, they take their own decisions. Perhaps they go to their friends. They go to their friends and they discuss. Perhaps they watch a documentary, read some books. Finally, they will know that the only way to come out of this vexation is, this problem is, only solution. I can't face the society now. I can't go to my parents. I have betrayed them. The only solution I can take it, committing suicide. That's how they do that. But you wanted them to be rich. You wanted them to be well-educated. Finally, you will find their corpse. Think about that. Because they wanted the truth, but you didn't give them the chance. But I know that you know now. I just remind you these things. I think this is a repeating session because your teacher has covered everything. I know that. But I want to let you know that we all are here for you. We all are here for your family because we are your family. That's how Buddhism is. Monks are in the temple. Is your family. That's why you call them Apehamudruvane. Like you call your husband Ape Mahatya and Ape Nona, but Ape Hamine. We are your family. If you can't protect your kids, let's protect them together. They need good views. Because the mind is so destitute. I don't know at what time I have to stop. 4:30? The mind is so destitute. Because the mind can't associate the outer world. The mind is in a den, like a den, dark den. It can't associate outer world. If the mind loses eyes, it can't see. If the mind loses ears, it can't hear. If it can't see or if it can't hear, how can it be knowledgeable? Therefore, the mind wants to be knowledgeable all the time. That's why the mind always listens. The mind listens. The mind sees things. and try to gather knowledge. Knowledge means views. Even a small child, small baby, infant, it wants to see the world. It wants to recognize things. It wants to gather. Because the mind has to take decisions, ladies and gentlemen. Always. It has to take decisions. When you are angry, you have to take a decision. You had to decide what I have to do right now. But you all know that nobody is in your body. The process of mind exists. Then the mind associates views. At that time, if you have good views, those good views are associated and decisions are made. If your child associates such kind of views, and his decision will be committing suicide. Otherwise, nobody wants to commit suicide. You all know that everybody wants to live, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you agree? Everybody wants to live. But you have seen many people commit suicide. Because that's the decision they took at that time. That's the view the mind received at that time. Day in and day out, they keep watching television. Because the mind always wants views. That if they don't have noble association, if they always associate immoral, ignoble people, your child will be immoral, ignoble. He will lose the saltiness. Then he will be just like sand. He will destroy himself. You will cry. You will give haddavsi tumma sidani. That's it. The same thing will happen to the second child. You will do the same. Therefore, we will create many opportunities because we want your child to be safe. As you love them, we also love them. Because we have seen, we have experienced a small drop of compassion of our Master. He has done everything. Everything. Just to cure our hearts. He has created Sambuddha Sasana. Just to heal our hearts. We have seen that, ladies and gentlemen. We have seen it. That's why we have this compassion. That's why we have love, like this unconditional love. Therefore, we love your children like you love them. But we are different. You want to feed them. You want to feed their body. When you see their body, you think that this is my child. But when we see their mind, we think that this is the human being. Therefore, if your child comes to us without limbs, still we will help him. Because we see the mind. Because even though he lost his limbs, still he has the human mind. Therefore, he's better than all the animals in the world. If you really want just to feed feed your dog day in and day out. Feed it. But for your children, give them the best. Let them be happy. Let them be a great disciple of the Buddha. Let them be a great follower of Jesus Christ. Great men who came to this world. Have you read the Bible? Awesome. I have read it 5 times. I love it. Have you read the Bhagavad Gita? I love it. Great people who came to this world to protect us. Protect us going to hell. Jesus Christ once said, if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. The Buddha said the same. If your right arm causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown out into hell. Jesus Christ said, the Buddha said the same thing. Lord Krishna said the same thing. Everybody wants us to be protected. Everybody wants us to be saved. The only person who doesn't want to be saved is, I'm not saying that. You go home and find the answer. We do all these things just to protect you. Therefore, take our hands. You all need a hand to hold in this spiritual path. You all need a voice to guide. You have them. You are the luckiest. You have them. Mahasangha is not ready to give up. They never throw in the towel. Even though you show your attitudes, they will always be with you. We will always be with you. Whenever you are ready, we are here. Therefore, give this opportunity to your children. Take this opportunity and have a fantastic life. Try to define the successful life. Having money, having wealth, having children is not successful. It is not the successful life. If you have achieved your salvation and you are free from suffering, you are free from vexation, that's the success. You are ready to leave everything behind and pass into Parinibbana. If you don't have any expectation, if you have eradicated all the expectations you have, if you can live like the mind, that's the victory. Please be your mind. Don't be a human being, because you are the mind. Then the mind is an effect. If the mind is an effect can't have an expectation, because when the causes are together, an effect is created. The effect wasn't there when the causes come together. Therefore, the effect can't have any expectation. But if you have expectations, you are not your very mind. You are distorted, and not you are. The mind is distorted, I would say, otherwise it hurts. The mind has distorted, and suffering is created. Therefore, if you have problems, questions, if you have questions about the Dhamma, when you find the truth, everything will fade away. I'm telling you. Before, I had many questions about the Dhamma, but I don't have any question about the Dhamma now, because I don't want to know the Dhamma. Because I have realized that Dhamma is not the Nibbana. I have realized that Dhamma is just a boat. Therefore, I don't want to get onto the boat and look around it. Find all the bits and pieces. Go into details. I don't want. I found the rarest one, the Dhamma, the boat. My teacher asked me, get on and row. That's it. When I was just about to ask questions, get into the boat and row. You don't have time for questions. You are blink of your death. This lifetime perhaps not enough for you to achieve your salvation. Therefore, don't waste your time. What I'm saying is what my teacher asked me to do. Don't waste your time. If you got the boat, get on and row. If you want, you can get the same advice from our great teachers. Finally, please, don't take mistakenly. We are not forcing you to do anything. By listening to this, don't say that, oh, it's too much, huh? Too much. Please don't say that. It's too much. What is too much? How dare he force us to do this? Please don't say that. Even though you say it, we never lose our compassion. Next time, if you meet us again, we will speak to you like this. We never change. Even though you blame us. Because when I was your child, I had done many bad things. But you had motherly kindness, fatherly kindness, and you protected me over and over again. Therefore, we must do the same. Therefore, whatever decision you take, we will be behind you. Whenever we have chance, we will force you to Nibbana. We will push you to Nibbana. Therefore, when you see us, hide. Otherwise, you will achieve your salvation. May the blessings of the Noble Triple Gem be with you all.